Kasi may ganun tayong tendency eh. Yung tendency na balikan yung mga mismong bagay o tao na rason ng brokenness natin. You are listening to Happy Day on Podcast. Life lessons, learning from the experiences of others, sharing God's love, and hopefully, inspiring every listener on this podcast. Welcome to our fourth episode. Medyo natagalan lang bago ko natapos tong episode na to. Kasi I went through some serious thinking. Kaya din siguro sobrang bigat bago ko natapos tong episode na to. So our topic for today will be about my realizations at 26. Wow, bulgaran na talaga to ng edad. Sa mga kaedad ko dyan, I know at some point in your life, you've been through this phase, and kung nalampasan mo na, well, congrats. Kung hindi pa, kapit lang. If there's one thing I always carry with me as I wait, ito yung good things takes time. Ayun nga, there are a lot of things I realized as I turned 26, actually last month. The next few days after my birthday, I have this feeling of loneliness and sadness na hindi ko ma-explain kung saan nanggagaling. I know some of you also experienced this already. Pwedeng kung babae ka, hormones, ganyan, pero ang hirap lang talaga niyang i-deal. Well, naisip ko na part of starting this podcast is also opening my life to all of you, and the best way how is becoming genuinely honest. You know, these days, I am not okay. I felt so insecure, dumagdag pa na nag-reflect ako with my journey for the past few years. Yung mga nakasabay ko na single pa dun sa mga previous work ko, I think 70% sa kanila may pamilya na ngayon. Kasal na and may mga anak na. I felt na napag-iwanan ako ng panahon even if I'm just 26 years old. OA no, but it really happens. I guess yung ganitong feeling wala talagang pinipili. Living felt so exhausting. I can't say na sobrang okay na ako, but there is something in me that keeps me going. I know it can only come from God. So to start, yung unang na-realize ko is that failures are essential. Sometimes it will take a lot of failures to actually learn. Hirap, no? Tapos minsan pa, we learn the hard way. Yun yung mas mahirap. Failures may look ugly, but if you will look back, you will see that one of the biggest contributing factor of who you are today was because of your failures. Puhunan yung mga failures na yan para sa major breakthrough mo. Yung mga panahon na nagkamali ka, natuto ka. Nung nadapa ka, you learned how to stand up again even if nasaktan ka. And even if it means standing on your own and standing alone. Yet, you know, it molded you and it made you stronger. Yun nga lang, ang mahirap kasi sa atin, minsan kailangan muna nating lumagapak ng big time sa parehong failure bago tayo matuto. Kaya nga diba yung famous quote na, "Don't go back daw to the same thing that broke you." Kasi may ganun tayong tendency eh. Yung tendency na balikan yung mga mismong bagay o tao na rason ng brokenness natin. May ibang tao na kailangan muna nilang magkamali ng paulit-ulit bago sila matuto. Well, we can't blame them din naman. Lalo na pag-usapang pag-ibig yan. Naku, dami nang sumemplang ng paulit-ulit dyan. Tagal bago sila natuto. But you know, can you blame them? Love eh. I remember nung college, nag-seminar kami sa Baguio along with the student council ng iba't ibang universities ng bansa. Yung speaker namin noon, I just forgot his name. Sobrang daming tumatak sa akin sa mga sinabi niya, 'di ba? Tumatak sa akin yung sinabi niya pero yung pangalan niya nakalimutan ko. Ang galing, 'di ba? You know, given that was 8 years ago, ang sabi niya, "I hope kaagad kayong magkamali sa buhay." Well, kami no nagtinginan parang ha, ano daw? Seryoso ba siya? Then ang sabi niya, "Para kaagad niyong maitama." Kasi kapag nagkamali ka na may edad ka na, ang hirap na para sa iyo na maitama 'yon. Iilan pa sa sinabi niya, "The greatest test of humankind is doing something for someone whom you know can't give you anything in return." Tsaka yung daw, ano daw ang rarest blood type? So kami naman, ang sagot namin, type AB. Sabi niya, "No, the rarest blood type is the blood type that is not there when you need it." That was 8 years ago, pero I can still remember it vividly. Yung mga nakasama ko sa Baguio, if you happen to be listening on this podcast, I hope you still remember him as well. So going back, ang dami sa atin takot magkamali. Who's not, diba? Given the chance between succeeding and failing, wala naman talaga sa atin ang pipili ng failure. But life has its own way of teaching us how to live. You have to know that failures are essential in your growth. You have to accept na hindi mo yan maiiwasan, and sometimes it creates something good in us, something that not even success can give us. You just have to make sure na sa bawat failure mo, may natututunan ka. Para naman sulit, di ba? I am not saying na I pray na you'll fail all the time. Siguro just enough failures para kayanin mo yung buhay. Next, I realized in this life, you have to define your own happiness. Sa panahon ngayon, parang ang hirap ng maging masaya on your own. Dun nga sa nabasa ko, ang hirap daw mag-post ng ikakasaya mo kasi ikakahimatay ng iba. I mean, life is too short for your happiness to be defined by other people. Buti sana kung pag nawawala na yung happiness mo, eh mabibigyan ka nila. Hindi naman, diba? We define our own happiness. Pwedeng sa akin, bigyan mo lang ako ng KitKat kahit yung pinakamaliit pa yan, masaya na ako. But for others, example yung nagbobote bakal. Pag napuno niyan yung sako niya ng bote, happiness na yon para sa kanya. I can't dictate what makes him happy, pero siya, alam niya sa sarili niya kung anong makakapagpasaya sa kanya. You know, if we let other people validate our happiness, hindi talaga tayo magiging masaya. Why? Because people will always ask for more. You will never be enough for everybody. That's why you have to decide to be enough for yourself. Yung speaker namin ulit sa Baguio, meron din siyang sinabi. Ang sabi niya, sana maabot niyo lahat ng pangarap ninyo. Matupad lahat ng hinihiling niyo sa buhay. I hope that you'll have everything you want in this life, so that you'll see that having everything will not make you truly happy. As I grow older, I realize na mas gusto ko na palang maging intentional. Kasi you may have reached the top, but if along that journey of reaching your dreams, you lost the very reason why you want it, it's not gonna make you truly happy. Always clear your intention para pag andun ka na, alam mo kung bakit ka nandun. This word really means so much to me, sa career man yan, friendship, pamilya, sige sa love life na din. Gusto ko lang talagang maging intentional, yung totoo, yung genuine. At 26, I want to have my own definition of happiness. Hindi man buo muna ngayon, but you know, I'll work on it. For my third realization, it's if you will let your fear rule you will never rule in life. At 26, ang dami ko pa din namang fear. Fear of not succeeding in life, fear of not getting married, fear of making bad decisions, fear of being rejected, fear of doing my best but still ending up not being good enough. Life as it goes will always add up new fears and doubts. But how you handle those fears will make all the difference. Kasi no matter how successful and intelligent and beautiful you may be, pagsisiksikan ng fear yung sarili niya sa'yo. And sometimes, it may appear bigger than your faith. Which is negats, big no-no, my friend. You don't tell God how big your fear is. You tell your fear how big your God is. Ganun. That's the attitude. Anak ka ni Lord eh. Diba? Again, if you will let your fear rule you will never rule in life. Bravery and being fearless are two different things. Being fearless is about fearing nothing. Yung wala ka ng kinakatakutan. Kaya ako, hindi ko pangarap maging fearless eh. But being brave is about knowing that the presence of fear is there, yet you have the courage to go on. Ako, what do I do ba with my fears? Kasi you can't just eliminate them overnight. Ako, I always pray for courage because life is really tough and hard and sometimes so unfair. Kaya kung hindi tama yung kinakapitan mo, matatangay ka. Your fear will stop you from growing. I also don't pray na alisin ni Lord yung takot ko. Kasi sabi nga dun sa nabasa ko, we need fear in our lives for obvious reason of survival. I did not ask God to remove the Goliaths in my life. I ask Him to make me stronger as I face them because in that way, I am able to discover the David in me. If I may also share it with you, I remember yung preaching na narinig ko about Matthew 8. The context of the story is yung nasa boat si Jesus with his disciples, and then may malakas na wind and natutulog si Jesus. And the disciples started to become anxious and ginising nila si Lord. According to Matthew 8:25, the disciples went and woke him up, shouting, "Lord, save us! We're going to drown." Then yung sagot ni Lord sa Matthew 8:26 naman, he replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Kung babasahin mo, para siyang insult, diba? Parang kung maririnig mo nung ginigising nila si Lord, ang sabi ni Lord sa kanila, "Ang liit naman ng pananampalataya ng mga to." But if you will look on Matthew 17:20 kung ano yung definition ni Lord ng little faith, he replied, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Sobrang mind-blowing lang talaga ng revelation na to. Imagine, Jesus is telling you that if you have a little faith, which says sa Matthew 8:26, you will move mountains. Search on how small is a mustard seed. Parang ang sabi niya sa mga disciples nung ginising siya, "You, O mountain mover, why did you doubt?" Parang yung definition niya ng little faith, kapag meron kang little faith, you can move mountains. "You of little faith, why did you doubt? You, O mountain mover, why did you doubt?" I mean, ewan ko na lang ah, but if you will dig deeper into this truth, it can actually change your life. Next realization I had was that you can close your door but leave the windows open. Medyo nagsisink in na kasi sa akin ngayon yung mga naging decisions ko for the past years. Yung sa sobrang taas ng pader na itinayo ko, minsan, ako na mismo yung nahihirapan. It was a bit of a struggle, especially now na my sister got engaged a week ago. So, kasabay nung pag-congratulate nila, ikaw kailan? O kaya, congrats dya, si day kailan? Yung mga ganon. Although I appreciate na ayaw lang nila akong tumandang dalaga, pero you know, the pressure is there. At 26, I am more hopeful now na mas malapit na ako dun sa matagal ko ng prayer at matagal na ding prayer ng madami para sa akin. But you know, I will still stick to God's plan. Tagal kong naghintay, diba? I'm not gonna waste it. Whenever na naiinip na ako sa mga pinagpipray ko, iniisip ko yung mga tao na naghintay din sa perfect time ni Lord. Tapos ngayon, sobrang saya na nila. Napapaisip na lang ako, why would God make an exemption of not making me happy, diba? Tapos nun, okay na ako. I always believe na when you get what you pray for, that's God's blessing. But when you don't get what you prayed for, that's God's protection and redirection. It's so hard to hold on to something uncertain. Tama. But you know, that's how faith works. Actually, dapat yun lang yung ilalagay ko dito sa episode na to. I only have 4 points, 4 realizations, but I came across a preaching which I really wanted to share with you. Don't just start, remain faithful and finish strong. Before recording this episode, binalikan ko yung preaching ni Pastor Ru De La Torre last Friday entitled, I think finish strong, I'm not quite sure. Yun nga, dapat talaga 4 lang yung ilalagay ko dito, but the message was so powerful na alam kong hindi ko pwedeng hindi ilagay dito. Yung naging topic niya doon is why we should remain faithful. Ang sabi niya doon, because God is faithful even when we are not. Yung pumalpak ka tapos ready ka na sa consequence pero niyakap ka ni Lord. Sobrang nag-strike sa akin yun. Hindi ko sure kung ako lang yung naka-experience noon. Yun bang alam mo na nagkamali ka? And ready ka na dun sa magiging consequence ng ginawa mo. Pero nung lumapit ka kay Lord, ang ginawa niya, niyakap ka niya, niyakap ka lang niya. Tapos ang sasabihin pa niya sa'yo, feeling mo, iiwan kita? No, that's not me. That's not who I am. And you know, that faithfulness makes us want to be more faithful to Him. And then nabanggit niya yung sa Isaiah 54:10. Ang sabi doon, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. I literally cried, knowing kung gaano ka-wide yung faithfulness ni Lord. You can't just imagine. Yun bang we already gave God countless reasons not to love us, but none of them changed His mind. Kasi hindi siya ganun. Hindi siya marunong mang-iwan. And when He told you He loved you, He meant it. Minsan kasi binibase natin yung pagmamahal ni Lord sa pagmamahal ng tao. Yung pagmamahal ng tao kasi napapagod, sumusuko, nang iiwan. But you know, hindi ganun magmahal si Lord. Regardless of what you've been through and what you've done, He can still love you just as you are. Let His faithfulness make you want to love Him more. Tapos ang sabi pa niya doon, aren't we supposed to give God our best? Now think about that. If today you are convicted to talk to God, do it. Ikaw lang naman yung hinihintay niya eh. It may have been just a quarter of a century, but I am very grateful that each year I am given the chance to become wiser through my failures, braver through my heartbreaks, o ang heartbreaks hindi lang pang love life kasi, diba? And stronger through my experiences. There are a lot of things that can still happen. I am now opening my window a little wider, little lang. I am still not rushing things, but I am certain that the best is yet to come. Because He who promised naman kasi is faithful, even if I'm not. So for our Bible verse for this episode, di ko pa din talaga mabitawan yung Isaiah 54:10. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. I hope bitbitin mo din itong Bible verse na to sa journey mo. So that would be all for our episode number 4. Thank you for staying until the very end. Sobrang maraming salamat. Keep safe and God bless. Love, happy day.